Steve Felton's family has been growing wine grapes in the Lodi Appalachian since the late 1800s. Steve eventually decided to expand the family scope by also producing wine, and he released his first vintage of Clinker Brick wines in 2000. He still farms wine grapes, but his extraordinary Old Vines Zinfandel wines has put the winery on the map. Come along and join winemaker Steve Felton at his tasting room on the outskirts of Lodi, California, where he talks passionately about the evolution of the Lodi wine world, comprised primarily of family operations. Steve Felton, the owner of Clinker Brick Winery, tell us about the history, your family history.
Well, we're sixth generation wine grape growers here in Lodi. Family started growing grapes in late 1800s, and now my daughter, Farah, is the sixth generation. So started our winery back in 2000. That was our first vintage, so we've been at it as a brand now for about 16 years.
Before you started your winery, were you just doing farming and were you growing grapes?
Right. Yeah, we were just grape growers. Grew a lot of different varieties for a lot of big wineries here in California at the time, and eventually started growing for some smaller coastal wineries. And that's kind of how we got started. We contract was up with one of the big wineries we were with, and we needed to do something with the grapes, so we made wine. First year, I think we sold to Ravenswood, and so that started it. And actually, every contract that was up after that, we just kept the grapes, made wine. It was more profitable for us. In 2000, we came out with our first vintage under Clinker Brick.
Today, are you still selling some grapes, or are you consuming 100%?
Yeah, no, we use everything that we grow. We also buy a lot of grapes now from growers here in Lodi.
And do you ever buy outside of the region?
No, we find everything we need right here in Lodi. Of course, we're very loyal to Lodi, and all the wines that we make are going to be have Lodi on the labels. So majority of that fruit has to be from Lodi.
As you well know, the history of Lodi, perception-wise, is bulk, mass-produced.
Right.
And there are a lot of people that just don't know.
Right.
How do you see that changing and evolving?
Yeah, you know, 25 years ago, that was the case. I mean, there was some co-op wineries in town. You know, all the big wineries were, you know, the wines, quality of the wine in general wasn't that great. Probably the first one to take off family-owned winery here in Lodi would have been Michael David of a small family-owned winery. And so, say, 15 years ago, there was like maybe four or five small family wineries, and that kind of started things rolling to now we're up to about 80 wineries.
Wow, so there's been a literal explosion.
Yeah, it has.
What would you say average case production would?
Oh, I think for maybe the half a dozen wineries, average case production might be, I don't know, 30 to 40,000.
That keeps them busy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then there's a lot of boutique wineries here. You know, a lot of people are just have tasting rooms, you know, and small productions, and that's what they want to do, you know. And then some of us have to make a living at it, and right. So we keep growing, you know.
Very cool. So today, what are you known for? What are you most proud of?
We're known for Old Vines Zinfandel. We make three of them, the Clinker Brick, the Old Ghost, and Marissa Vineyard. Those are the three Zins that we make. But things are changing. I think in the future, Lodi has a big future in the Cabernet market in a certain price point. I think we can make a really nice Cabernet, and I think in the future, you're going to see a lot of Cabernets coming out of Lodi.
So that's been proven already.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, Lodi grows over 100 different varieties. You know, we're growing a white wine, an Albarino. We think it has a bright future. We make beautiful rosé. I mean, there's just a lot of nice wines in Lodi. You know, a lot of it's about winemaking. You know, you can have good grapes and everything, but you also need a good winemaker to finish it off. For some wineries, it's a challenge, and others are, you know, moving forward and doing well.
Somebody said that there are some producers that they're contracting, they're selling their grapes to Napa and Sonoma.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, for years, Napa, Sonoma have bought a lot of grapes from Lodi. Lodi fruit is more fruit-driven. You know, we don't have the structure and the big tannin like Napa does, and so I think they would buy a lot of grapes from us to blend with their tannin and structure. They wanted more fruit, and vice versa, too. I mean, we buy some wines from them to blend into ours to give it a little more structure and tannin. So, but yeah, over the years, though, a lot of grapes have gone over the hill.
It's kind of an unknown undercurrent. You know, I think that percentage of grapes that are shipped out of Monterey County. I think it's 30%, something like that or more.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure what the percentage would be here in Lodi. It's big, I know that, because of the wineries that are producing wine here, of the family-owned wineries, it's very small. But you've got Sutter Home, Woodbridge, Canandaigua, those guys.
They're still here and
Gallo,
buying and producing locally?
Yeah, you know, they're the big producers here.
The odds are if somebody goes to the grocery store anywhere in America or even Europe, they're going to be drinking wines from Lodi one way or another.
Probably, yeah, there's a good chance. And I think now and in the future, you definitely see more wines with Lodi on the label. A lot of the big wineries are purposely putting Lodi on the label now because it has some steam, you know, out in the market. So where 15, 20 years ago, they wouldn't do that. But now they do.
Isn't that interesting how quickly the playing field is and has been changing?
It was kind of like the best kept secret, you know. Everybody was under the perception that, oh, it's too hot over there. You know, the grapes are no good. Yet they keep buying them, you know. So, and I think now with, you know, the wineries that are producing wine here, they're proving that, you know, that's not true and that they can produce great wines here.
Talk about some of your favorites and some of the awards that they've won.
Original wine, the Klinker Brick Old Vine Zin, that's one of my favorite Zins. You know, it's not our high-end Zin, but it's an everyday drinking Zinfandel, and it's done really well. It just won the California Zinfandel Championships, which that was the second time that this wine has won that, and it won it back in 2012 with a 2010 vintage. And so that's kind of neat because it's an all-Zinfandel competition. It's has very little notoriety, but in the Zinfandel world, all the Zinfandel producers, a lot of really top high-end Zinfandel producers will go in this competition. So to win that, that's pretty neat.
It means something.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we've gotten some great ratings with our other Zins, our Ghost, which is not what I would call a typical Zinfandel, does very well in competitions, maybe not in the Zinfandel category, but as a great wine overall. It'll win, you know, the whole best of show or best of the competition, or it's won quite a few of those. So it's just a beautiful wine. So that's always kind of fun. And then our whites are doing well too. Our Rosé got 91 points in Wine Enthusiast, Best Buy for a domestic Rosé. I think that's pretty good.
That's a good point too, Best Buy and value, in that Lodi wines, no matter how awesome, cannot command the price of a Napa or Sonoma equal bottle or even lesser.
Yeah, that's taking time. You know, price-wise, we're slowly moving up. I mean, we have a number of wines that are $25, $30. We have some reserves that are $65. And it takes time. It takes, you know, some nice ratings from magazines always help.
From my standpoint as a consumer and my friend's standpoint, it's a good thing that you guys haven't gone completely
viral
yet.
That's right. That's right. No, we're very affordable. You get a lot of bang for your buck from Lodi. And that's one of our mantras. We've always tried to over-deliver on our wines, which we do, and everybody tells us we do. And sometimes I think, well, maybe we should, you know, bump the price up. But, you know, we're growing, and I don't want to rock the boat. I want to keep growing, and I want people in the country and the world to taste Lodi wines. And the best way to get them out there is to maintain an affordable price and produce great quality. And more people will become Lodi fans.
Not that many come to Lodi as a destination from around the world, but zillions of people drive up and down Interstate 5 or 99 and come so close. You know, what a cool stop-off it would make.
Yeah.
If somebody was heading up or down the interstate, tell us about getting here and getting to your winery and what they would find here.
Well, you know, Lodi last year was the 2015 Wine Region of the Year from Wine Enthusiasts, which was a great honor for us. Shows that we're finally getting some recognition and they're, you know, really taking notice of what we can do here. Tourism-wise, we get a lot of people from out of state, out of country to Lodi. It's, you know, the new up-and-coming region as far as wine production goes. And so, you know, we're getting a lot of tourism. Like for us, we're nationally distributed, so we have people coming from all 50 states. We have out-of-staters here all the time.
First found you in the grocery store,
right,
or the liquor store.
Right, and when they come to Lodi, they had to visit, you know. So when we opened this up, we'd already been in the market for 10 years. And when we opened our tasting room up, we had business, you know.
That's so cool. You already had a following.
Yeah.
Tell us where your tasting room is located and how somebody would find you.
We're east of Lodi, about 2.5 miles on Alpine Road. If you go down Highway 12, you go through Lodi, it turns into Kettleman Lane. 2.5 miles out, you make a left on Alpine, and we're halfway down the road.
Keep going east, you get in the Sierras.
That's right, yeah. You would end up in the foothills. And yeah, we have vineyards from Lodi all the way to Clements, which is 15 miles east of Lodi. And so we're primarily on the east side of town.
Steve Felton, for more information, website?
Klinkerbrickwinery.com.
Steve, it's been an absolute pleasure visiting with you at your tasting room. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
You're very welcome. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Lodi, California, where we've been speaking with Steve Felton, the owner of Klinkerbrick Winery.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdell, Lori King, and Susie Rodriguez. Melissa Corbin reporting, Tennessee. Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada. Kim Schneider from Michigan. Elaine Masters in San Diego. Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon. Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.